Tuesday morning and we're on Rural Focus and we're talking grain marketing this morning, being joined by Tyson Fry from Plumgrove. Tyson, very good to be talking to you this morning. How's conditions around the world at the moment?
Yeah, morning, mate. Well, from a WA perspective, new season prices are looking pretty good. They've been well supported over the last week. We're seeing wheat in the range of 320 to 330 per tonne. Non-GM canola approaching 600. I think if you look at feed barley, we're knocking in the door of a 290. So it's good to see from a grower's perspective.
What's leading to all that?
Yeah, despite the fact that if you look at US grain, that's probably, well, it is overpriced into the world export markets. We're seeing a bit of support from the threat of El Nino, some Canadian dryness issues, also dryness in the EU, but also some buoyancy in the corn market. So it's all keeping things relatively stable for the time being.
Well, the USDA report came out Friday night. Was there much in that to be of note?
It did. So we got, that was the July report from the USDA. It had the market's full attention. There wasn't too much of a change in terms of the market's reaction from the report, but there are a few things to take out of it. We saw US wheat production for the 15-16 season. That was pegged at 2.15 billion bushels. That's roughly 58.5 million tonnes. The figure was up from the USDA's June estimate on the back of increased spring wheat production, and this offset cuts to both hard red and soft red winter production estimates. From a world perspective, global production's pegged at 722 million tonnes, up a little bit from June. Major changes from around the world. We saw Canadian production cut by 1.5 million tonnes to 27.5. Russian was up a couple of million tonnes to 57 million. And the USDA left Australian production unchanged at 26. So there's probably a bit of an argument for maybe Canadian and Australian numbers to be lowered later on in the year, but we'll just have to wait and see what the USDA does there. Taking a quick look at corn, global production, 2.2 million tonnes added to the global balance sheet, and most of that was most of that came from Brazilian production increases.
That's a look at what's going on around the world at the moment, leading to some pretty handy prices back here in Australia for new seasons, which is very, very good to see. We spoke about your pool payments lately. Have you got any more that are due to be unleashed?
Yeah, there's one, another one for this week, Chase. We've got the Plumgrove Harvest Pool, so all the July payments from that pool we made this week. The EPR we increased by $5 a tonne to $3.12 for this payment, so that's just a reflection of what the market's done over the last few months and the, some of the sales we've been able to achieve, so that's good. We spoke about the Protection Plus last week. This was the option-based product. It was sort of a, you secure the bottom line first, and then we use option strategies to benefit from rallies as we head towards harvest. We actually opened that for 2 days last week. Market conditions allowed that to happen. Thanks for the support we received from the growers. And if anyone's got questions, by all means, give us a buzz along the way and we can keep you updated.
Yeah, 1300 411 155 is the number for Plumgrove. And what's happening in the next couple of months? They tell me that you're going to be getting out of the office and pounding the pavement.
Yeah, we'll try and get out and about as much as we can over the next few months, I guess leading into the field days in August. I think, well, two of us were out of the office yesterday having a look around, try and catch up with as many growers as we can and just see how the crop's travelling.
Yeah, good to get out and about and get some good country air into you. As I said, if you want to talk about your grain marketing at the moment, the number for Plumgrove is 1300 411 155. Tyson, as always, great to talk to you on Rural Focus again.
Thanks, mate. Talk next week.